A prayer for the children of the nations. Thanksgiving. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time. All those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with our children, with their spirit. As a vessel of ministry, abiding in God and abiding in his love, we lift up our children and their entire house. Out of the depths of our heart, we have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear our voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of our supplication. Save our children, your people, and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also, and bear them up forever. Now may the Lord of peace himself give our children peace always in every way. The Lord be with them all. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with them all. In the name of Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. In Christ we pray that the Lord God will remember our children and their house with favor he has towards his people, and visit them with his salvation, that they may see the benefit of his chosen ones, that they may rejoice in the gladness of his nation, that they may glory with his inheritance. O give thanks to the Lord. Let our children call upon his name. Make known his deeds among their people. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let their hearts rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of God, his servants, his children, his chosen ones, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Our children and their people are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that they may proclaim the praises of him who called them out of darkness into his marvelous light, chosen by God and precious, a special treasure to God. Our children and their house have been designated by name to give thanks to the Lord, to stand every morning to commemorate, thank, and praise the Lord God of Israel, and likewise at evening. May the God of their salvation gather them and their family together, and deliver them, so that they will give thanks to his holy name and triumph in his praise. Let our children and their house give thanks to the Lord their God and sing praises to his name, for he is the tower of their salvation and shows mercy to them, his anointed, and to their descendants forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. O come, let our children sing to the Lord. Let them shout joyfully to the rock of their salvation and come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let them shout joyfully to him. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and all those who dwell therein. For the Lord is the great God of gods, the Lord of lords, the King, who is head of all principalities and powers. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills are also his. The seas is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. O come, let our children worship and bow down, let them kneel before the Lord their Maker, for he is their God, and they are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today our children and their people will hear his voice. They will not harden their hearts as in the rebellion. Let them make a joyful shout to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made them and not them themselves. They are his people and the sheep of his pasture. In Christ we pray, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, that our children and their people will hear the voice of Jesus, and he will know them, and they will follow him, and he will give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of his hand. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given them to him, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of his hand. God has lovingly delivered their soul from the pit of corruption, for he has cast all their sins behind his back. For he made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for our children, that they might become the righteousness of God in him. For the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses them and their house from all sin. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. For in death there is no remembrance of God. In the grave, who will give God thanks? For Sheol cannot thank him. Death cannot praise him. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for his truth. Let our children lift up their eyes to the heavens, for his salvation is forever, and his righteousness will not be abolished. In Christ we pray that our children and their house will give thanks to the Lord, the Most High, and sing praises to his name, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. Now thanks be to God, who always leads our children and their house in triumph in Christ, and through them diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For our children and their people are to God the fragrance of Christ, the aroma of life. In Christ we give thanks for our children and their house, making mention of them in our prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them and their house the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of their understanding being enlightened, that they may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in them and their house, and what is the exceedingly greatness of his power toward our children and their house, who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. In Christ we pray that our children and their people be followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved them and given himself for them, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. In Christ we pray for our children and their house, and ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for them, that he might purify for himself our children and their family, as his own special people, zealous for good works. In Christ we pray that our children may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that they may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified them and theirs to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered our children and their house from the power of darkness and translated them into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom they have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. In Christ we pray that our children and their house will rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for them. In Christ we implore our children and their people, do not quench the Spirit, but test all things, hold fast to what is good, and abstain from every form of evil. Let fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness not be named among them, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, but rather giving of thanks. In Christ we thank God, whom we serve with a pure conscience, that we may be filled with joy, because of the genuine faith that is in our children and their house. May our children and their people not be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to their parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And in Christ we pray, from such people our children and their family turn away. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in their heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of their Lord Jesus Christ, for every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, from whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify our children and their people completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ make our children and their house increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish their hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. And we thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled them and theirs, and we thank God always for them and their house, because their faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of them boasts toward each other and all. Let them proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all of God's wondrous works. In the name of Jesus, he who is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, in Christ we pray that our children and their house will consecrate themselves to the Lord, come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord with a willing heart. May our children not be deceived by those that, although they know God, they do not glorify him as God. They are not thankful, but become futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts are darkened. Professing to be wise, they are fools. Instead, may the fire of the Lord Jesus Christ be kindled in their hearts. In Christ we pray that, by the mercies of God, our children and their people will freely offer their bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, a sweet aroma to the Lord, to do good and to share the bread of Christ, to give their life, to serve and to follow Christ, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Surely our children and their house will not allow the salt of the covenant of their God to be lacking. Instead, our children and their house shall be saturated with the oil of anointing and fragrant with the frankincense of praise. In Christ we beseech our children to continue to offer the sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of their lips, giving thanks to His name, giving thanks that it pleased the Father that in Christ all the fullness should dwell, and by Christ to reconcile all things to Himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace with them through the blood of the cross. We ask, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, their Redeemer, that having been justified by faith, our children and their house have peace with God through their Lord Jesus Christ. Let our children and their family enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. With gladness, both with thanksgiving and singing, may our children and their people praise in the gates of the Lord. Let them and their people wash their hands with innocence and go about His altar. Be planted in the house of the Lord. Love the habitation of His house and the place where His glory dwells, and flourish in the courts of their God, that our children may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and magnify Him with heartfelt thanksgiving. Father, we thank You that You have heard. We know that You always hear us, and this is the confidence we have in You, that if we ask anything according to Your will, You hear us. And if we know that You hear us, we know that we have the petitions we have asked of You. Therefore, we thank our God always concerning our children and their people, for the grace of God which is given to them by Christ Jesus, that they are enriched in everything by Him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ is confirmed in our children, so that they come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm them to the end, that they may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom they and their house are called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank our God through Jesus Christ for them, and we give thanks that their inward man is being renewed day by day, that they are being transformed by the renewing of their mind, that they and their people may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, and that their bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in them, who they have from God, and they are not their own. But God be thanked that though our children were slaves to sin, yet they obeyed from the heart. They became the temple of the living God, and the Spirit of God dwells in them. As God has said, I will dwell in you and walk among you. Therefore, I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Come out from among them and be separate. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. Truly, the glory of the Lord will fill the house of God, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Let our children and their house thank our God and praise His glorious name. For all things come from God, and of His own they have given to Him. In Christ we pray that our children and their house, His people and the sheep of His pasture, will give Him thanks forever, that they and their house will show forth His praise to all generations. Grace, favor, blessing to our children, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank our God upon every remembrance of our children, for in Christ we have them in our heart, and through prayer and supplication in Christ we make requests for our children with joy, that they all are partakers with us of grace, and that God who has begun a good work in them will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. In Christ we pray that above all things our children will put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Let the peace of God rule in their hearts, and they be thankful. In Christ, we press our children to continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Let the word of Christ dwell in our children richly in all wisdom. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we ask the God of love and peace, in the name of his precious Son, Jesus Christ, he who lives to make intercession for our children, to send the word of God to our children in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, and may they receive the word with joy of the Holy Spirit, becoming examples to all, as they receive Christ Jesus the Lord. In Christ we pray that our children will walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in faith, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Whatever they do in word or deed, may they do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. In Christ we pray that whether they eat or drink, or whatever they do, that they do all to the glory of God. Our children are the Lord's. Surely they will observe the day to the Lord, eat to the Lord, giving God thanks, and live to the Lord. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Let our children rejoice in the Lord, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. But thanks be to God, who gives our children the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, he who is counted worthy of more glory than Moses, in Christ we request, according to the good pleasure of his will, the Lord to pour his Spirit on our children, their descendants, and his blessing on them and their offspring. They will spring up among the grass, like willows by the watercourses. In Christ we pray that their house will always fear the Lord, and the Lord's mercy be from everlasting to everlasting. His righteousness, his salvation, his everlasting kingdom, and his dominion from generation to generation. May the Lord give our children increase more and more, them and their children. May they be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. In Christ we ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, that God perfect that which concerns our children and their house, for his mercy endures forever. Christ we ask, in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, O mighty God, do not forsake the works of your hands. Your truth, O Lord, endures to all generations. In Christ we pray that our children will leave an inheritance to their children's children, rich in the fullness of God and in love, also in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. May they and their offspring abide in God's covenant with him. In Christ we petition the God of life, in the name of Christ Jesus, their Redeemer, that his Spirit who is upon our children, and his words which he puts in their mouth, shall not depart from their mouth, nor from the mouth of their descendants, nor from the mouth of their descendants' descendants, from this time forevermore. For all things are for their sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. In Christ we pray that out of their house shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry, that God shall multiply our children, and they will not diminish, that he will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Our children also shall be as before, established before God. Great deliverance God gives to their house, and shows mercy to his anointed and their descendants forevermore. Therefore give thanks to God our Lord, and sing praises to his name. In Christ we pray that our children and their house will offer to God thanksgiving, and pay their vows to the Most High, to the end that their glory may sing praise to their Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, and not be silent. Surely our children and their house will give thanks to him forever. Let them sing praise to the Lord. Our children are his saints, sons and daughters of the Highest, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of Jesus the Christ, who heals our children, and as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abide in him and one with him, we ask and receive all these things. In the name of Jesus the Christ, who heals our children, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and one with him, we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for our children and their house would come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, and the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field rejoice and all that's in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let us give thanks to your holy name to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ from everlasting to everlasting. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.